I've seen it over and over again during my years of teaching word processing applications. People using their up and down arrow keys only to move through a document. That could take a very long time to get where you want if your document is of any length at all. Word has so many ways to move around your document and to get you where you need to be quickly and easily, so let's try some of these. We're still working with the document called dkadvert3.doc. Well, let's start with our arrow keys because a lot of people like to use those. On your keyboard, you've got four arrow keys or cursor keys that allow you to move up, down, left, and right. We're going to hit our down arrow key a bunch of times to take us down to our paragraphs down below here. So I'm at the beginning of the sentence under our philosophy. I can use my right arrow key to move to the right, and you'll notice it's one character at a time. To the left, as I move down, it's one line at a time, and up. So like I said, in a long document, this could take a while for us to get from one area of our document to another. So let's explore some of the shortcuts that we have. Well, the page up and page down keys on your keyboard will move you a full screen at a time. Let's try the page down key. You'll notice it takes us down to the next page, and as we hit page down, it doesn't actually take us to the next page, but to the next screen full of information. Page up does the same thing, a full screen at a time as we move up through our document. So this is definitely much quicker to move through a longer document. But if we want to get from the top of a page to the top of the next page and so on, hold down your control key on your keyboard as you hit page up or page down. So I'm going to hold down my control key, keep it pressed down, and as you hit the page up key, you'll see you're moved to the top of page one. Still holding the control key, hit page down, and you're moved to the top of page two. If we hit page down again while holding our control key, we're moved to the top of page three. So definitely holding down control while hitting the page up and down key is the fastest way to move from page to page. There's a couple other keyboard shortcuts that'll help us get around our document very quickly too. Right now we're near the end of our document. To get to the very top of page one, the fastest way to do that is to hold down your control key and press the home key over to the right near your numbers. When I hit the home key, I'm taken right to the top of my document. Now right near your home key is an end key. Hold down control and hit the end key, and you'll notice that your cursor's moved to the very bottom of the last page of your document. Now another way to scroll through your document is to use the scroll bars. We're going to move over here to the right-hand side of our screen, and we're going to use the scroll bar button at the top of the scroll bar, and each time we click it, you can see that we can see another line of text. But notice that our flashing cursor down at the bottom is not moving. What we're changing is our view of the document. We're not actually changing the location of our insertion point. So as I scroll up my document, yes, I'm seeing different parts of my document, but I'm not actually moving into those areas with my insertion point. Now another option is to move this scroll bar button. You can see that as I was hitting the up arrow, the scroll bar button here on the scroll bar is moving up through my document. Well, I can click with my mouse, hold down the mouse key, and drag, and you can see that as I drag up through the document, it's telling me what page I'm on. Right now I'm on page one. As I start to see page two and page one disappears, the tooltip tells me I'm looking at page two, and so on as I move down to page three. Now down at the bottom of the scroll bar we have our browse by button. And down here I've got this double arrow that will take me to the previous page. This is not just viewing my document. You'll notice that my flashing cursor or my insertion point has moved to the top of the page. As I hit it again, my insertion point moves to the top of page one. Alternatively, I can move down from one page to the next by using the double arrow button pointing down. So by default, we're browsing by page each time we hit one of these buttons. But just in between these double arrows, we've got the browse object button. As I click that, I can see there's a number of other objects I can browse by. By default, I've been browsing by page. But if I know there's a number of tables in my document, I can browse by table. So I'm going to click table. And you can see right now, my cursor's flashing in the first cell of this table called office hours. If I want to move to the previous table in this document, when I hit this double arrow button here, you can see it's going to take me to the previous table. So I'll give it a click. And there I am now flashing up at the address for the DK Dental Clinic. It's in the first table. If I hit this arrow again, well, it's not going anywhere. so there are no other tables above this one. Let's move down to move to the next table, and that takes us to the end of our document. Clicking it again takes us nowhere, so that means there's only two tables in this document. But these are fast and easy ways to move around your document. Another cool feature in Word 2003 is the document map. Now I'm going to move to the top of my document using a keyboard shortcut we just talked about. Holding down Control on my keyboard, I'll hit the Home key. It takes me right to the top of page 1. The document map can be accessed from the View menu. So let's move up to our menu bar, click View, and let's choose our document map. If we don't see it, we expand the menu, and there it is right here in the middle. When I click Document Map, the left-hand side of my screen displays what is called the document map, and by default, because I'm at the top of my document, Welcome is highlighted. If I want to get to a section, for example, on fee and payments, I simply click it here in the document map, and it moves my insertion point. Looks like I've moved to page 2 here, under fees and payments. Clicking the insurance heading takes me there, and back to the top by clicking Welcome. This is probably the fastest and easiest way to move through documents that have headings. To close the document map, we do that the same way we opened it by clicking View and Document Map.